This one's called Cosa. 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 Cosa.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from University of British Columbia. This is the morning after show. My name is Osvaldo Perez, and stick around because we have a very cool interview.
Avanzar ahora en este mundo. SUPERNOVA. They transmit rock on radio waves. We had to track them kicking and screaming through space to Mars. Radio controlled their spaceship to our star. Yeah. Put some wheels on a rusty tin. Give the thing a big engine. Tape up the steering wheel. Watch it roll. Radio control.
Every year, the Vancouver International Film Festival brings a revelry of cinephilia to Vancouver. This year, VIFF features over 300 films airing between September 29th and October 14th, with an opening gala featuring Isling Walsh's Maudie and a closing gala featuring Terrence Malick's Voyage of Time.
Billions of years in the making.
For its 35th year, VIFF will be expanding the frame, emphasizing social interaction, workshops, and audience feedback. Find the complete program for this year's VIFF online at viff.org. Experience VIFF 2016 this September 29th to October 14th.
Why am I here? Why am I in this world? I almost feel like I was looking for a reason to die.
You guys have sold over 30 million records.
Yoshiki is a musical idol.
Different level of rock star.
X は日本の保守的な社会に挑んで、まあ言ってしまえば革命を起こしたんだと思います。
If those guys were born in America, they might be the biggest band in the world.
After my father died, my mother bought me a drum set.And instead of breaking things, I started banging drums.
One of Japan's most adored rock stars, Hideto Matsumoto, lead guitarist for the band X Japan, killed himself, leaving no explanation.
X Japan's era was over. Pain has been my friend, my enemy.
That's the reason you do art, to exercise your demons.And exercise with your demons.
That's why I play drums like there's no tomorrow.
毎回倒れてたんです。ステージが終わった後。
生命の危機だったりするっていうことはよくあるんですよ。
Was I a bad son? Maybe that's why he killed himself.
僕は知ったその時に YOSHIKI が書いてきた詩。
Being on stage, I felt I'm home.
Introducing X Japan.
To create some kind of art, it's a wall. Swan sings only one time before they die.
Back here, 101.9 FM. This is the morning after show. My name is Osvaldo Perez, and we started the show with the Soul Jazz Orchestra, the song Cosa Cosa. After that, we listened to Los Furious with Mary, old song of them. We're going to be playing on the 8th at the Honey with the Super Chimp, the Space Chimp, sorry. We're going to play some of their music later on. At the Honey there in Maple Ridge, and they're going to Mexico on October 14th. So for all our Mexican friends, check them out. We're going to be having a couple of dates, including the non-stop Ska Festival at Palacio de los Deportes. We also listen to a band from the Basque Country, Ska Keitan, with Yegi Amesteco. And we listen also to Chris and Tad with Radio Control, taken from their LP Chris and Tad. We also listen to the Fastbacks from Seattle, this pop punk band from Seattle with the song I Was Stolen. That's from the CD The Day That I Didn't Exist. I think they are back together, the Fatbacks, so don't miss them when you have the chance. I will also listen to the trailer of We Are X, a film coming to the Vancouver International Film Festival. We're waiting for the call from Steven Kijak, the film director that made this documentary on this Japanese most successful rock band. They have sold more than 30 million albums, and they filled stadiums there in their country. It's a very cool documentary, full of drama and fast music, fast hard music, Japan, ex-Japan. So we'll talk with the director a little bit later on. In the meantime, let's listen to more music here on the Morning After Show.
Texture like sun, lays me down with my mind. She runs throughout the night, no need to fight, never a frown with golden brown. Every time, just like the last, on her ship, tied to the mast, two distant lands, takes both my hands. Never a frown with golden brown. Golden brown, fine temptress. Through the ages she's heading west, from far away, stays for a day, never a frown with golden brown. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Stephen. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Fine, fine. Thank you. So you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We're here live with the film director from the film We Are X, happening at the Vancouver International Film Festival. We have the director on the line, Stephen Kijak, from... Where are you calling? Kijak, sorry. Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Los Angeles.
From L.A. Okay, yeah, we saw the film yesterday, We Are X. Pretty cool, dramatic film, X Japan. It's one of the most successful rock bands in history, no? You want to tell us a little bit about the band and how did you get involved?
I mean, if you exclude kind of the Western world, if you're not prejudiced against music from the East, I mean, X Japan probably is one of the biggest rock bands on the planet to emerge from Japan, mm-hmm. kind of in the mid to late 80s, really ignited a whole wave of what's called Visual K, or Visual Rock, as Yoshiki, the leader of the band, describes in the movie. You know, crazy costumes, crazy makeup. They play super hard music. They play also super soft music. It's like speed metal with mm-hmm. beautiful ballads. It's really melodic, operatic metal. And it's a really wild story that wraps around it.
Yeah, they have like the glam fashion, no? There.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, really inspired by like Bowie and punk, but also with a real, out there flair that kind of incorporates, you know, a love of anime. Very Japanese. They just kind of take the influences and crank them up and mm-hmm. make something really unique out of them. It's a fascinating visual world that these guys created.
Yeah, I guess that's something like the Japanese culture takes very serious what they do, and they take the art to the extreme. No, we see different Japanese artists doing this, and X Japan they are no exception. How did you get involved with them? How did you meet them, or how did the idea of documenting their story?
Well, I tend to focus on these kinds of stories. I've done a number of music documentaries that range from subjects like the Rolling Stones to the Backstreet Boys to avant-garde jazz like Jaco Pastorius uh-huh. or Scott Walker. So this is kind of my world. My producer actually brought the idea to me. The band was looking, or Yoshiki specifically, was looking to really push awareness of the band into the West on the as he gets ready to release their first album in about 20 years. So he was advised that the best way to do that could be by making a film mm-hmm. And telling their story. You know, let a lot of people get to know them and to sympathize with this, you know, with their ups and downs, and really be introduced to their music for the first time. So they called me. It was like a job, you know. I was hired to do it.
Uh-huh.
And very soon after, just became absolutely obsessed with this band and this music. Really a transformative experience, not necessarily the music I listen to, but uh-huh. I just fell hard. It's so good. And it's just a great story. I mean, that's the thing. It's not your typical rags to riches rock band story. I mean, it's very operatic. I use the word opera a lot, but it kind of applies. You mm-hmm. know, suicide and death and a cult. I mean, you can't make it up. I mean, it's yeah. really extreme in all respects.
Yeah, it's a lot of drama in the film, a lot of suffering, and but also a lot of success, a lot of art.
A lot of triumph. I mean, it's very emotional, but it's also really inspirational as well.
Yeah, exactly. Very emotional film. How long did you take to shot all the interviews and the tours and everything?
Oh man, it'll be released almost 2 years to the day from when we started. Mm-hmm. I mean, luckily, we had a massive amount of archive in storage. The band has documented themselves well over 20 years now, so we had a lot to work with. But in documentary terms, pretty quick, you know. I mean, we started with them playing Madison Square Garden and kind of went backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Took a trip to Japan and just dove into the story and followed it that way.
Yeah, and you as you go on the film, you're discovering different layers of the band, different stories, and yeah, a lot of everything that happened with the band on all these years. How hard is to edit all this footage? Because I imagine you had a lot of footage to work with. How hard it is to choose the correct images and to tell the story?
Well, that's the job, you know. I mean, after this is my seventh film, and it's not like it gets easier every time, but you start to develop a method of working through this. And a lot of it just ends up being your gut, you know. I mean, there is a story to tell that has, you know, it exists. So you know that there's, you know, the beginning, middle, and end. But you also want to make a really compelling film, and you know, find the best way through it, the best way forward. So a lot of it is just responding to the gut, you know. I mean, I make music films, so I want these things to feel like, you know. I always say it's like I'm making a mixtape. I used to be that kid who'd make you a mixtape. I always wanted to turn people on to different music. So it's like mixing moods and styles, and, you know, the beats of the film have to kind of feel like a good rock song, or, you know, like you're really bring, like an album itself. Like, you want it to be musical. So, yeah, it's just a lot of it is just going on that kind of an instinct, you know, and trying to surprise people with the imagery, or show people something they haven't seen, especially when you're dealing with a devoted fan base. A lot of these people think they know everything there is to know about the band, and have maybe seen everything. But we were in a privileged place to dig into some really rare archive. And for the newcomer, it'll just be a visual experience. It'll be, you know, completely new, total revelation. We've noticed it really turns people on, even if you're not into the music. There's a compelling story there, and it's a visual feast.
Yeah, exactly. It's very visually astonishing film that you guys did there. The film is going to be screening October 1st at 3:45 p.m. at Vancouver Playhouse, October 5th at the Rio Theater, and October 9th at the International Village. That's at 4:15 p.m. And on October 5th at the Rio Theater at 6:30 p.m., I recommend this film. Are you coming to the festival? Somebody coming?
There a few years ago with my Scott Walker film, and we're actually showing it as well at the London Film Festival and premiering it here in the States. So there's a lot of overlap, and I just can't make it to Vancouver. I'm so bummed. I love the festival. I love it. So please come and support.
Yeah, actually, then. And the band Japan, they came to Vancouver, I think, 3 years ago or something like that.
They did. Yeah, they did a small tour in like 2010, and they never had really played around the state, so people went mental. I mean, there's a huge fan base.
Yeah,
it's more cult here in America, but it's growing all the time. I mean, almost 9,000 people showed up to Madison Square Garden, which wasn't a sellout, but it was heaving. It was huge. And the enthusiasm, like, just blew the roof off. It was so good. They're so good live. And a new album's on the way, and they do promise to go back on the road, hopefully later this year, next year.
Yeah, and they are big in Latin America as well. There's some footage there in the film, no?
Yes.
Mexico.
Yeah, we played in Guanajuato just recently, and, like, just hundreds and hundreds of people came out to see it. It was really exciting. Really a lot of enthusiasm for them down there. So yeah, Mexican metal fans were fantastic.
Yeah. So I don't know if you want. I don't want to give away more of the film, because I think part of it is to go discover all the stories within the story of the band. But I don't know if you want to comment something that impressed you about the band, or something that got your attention while you were working with the band, maybe in the interviews with the members?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, first of all, what drew me in was truly this visual aspect that, you know, was nothing I'd seen before in rock. But also it's that deep emotional core. I mean, there is, you know, a huge amount of sadness and tragedy that kind of follows the band, but it was impressive to see how it legitimately was transformed. And I mean, you know, I've dealt with fan bases before. I mean, the Backstreet Boys was a very specific unique group of fans. I know Canada loves the Backstreet Boys. But the extra band fan, it was the fans, I think, that were the most kind of revelatory in their sort of devotion. It's almost like a religious experience. I mean, they truly talk over and over and over again about the healing power of this music. I mean, it's like changed lives. I mean, people were so passionate. And you saw it over and over and over again. And I mean, and just getting a peek at the level and scope of the fame in Japan, when you're sitting here in the West with no inkling that this band even exists, and then to see, you know, 18 sellouts of the Tokyo Dome, that's like a 50,000-seat venue, one of the biggest in the world. Or, you know, one of the huge place.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, sold out over and over and over and over again. That's just one venue. I mean, the legion of fans and the devotion is mind-boggling. You really have to see it to believe it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, let's repeat the dates. October 1st at the Vancouver Playhouse at 3:45 p.m. October 5th at the Rio Theater at 6:30 p.m. And October 9th at 4:15 at International Village. It's suited for all audiences, no? The film, too?
Yeah, there's a couple F-bombs in there, but I think most people can handle it.
Yeah.
As long as you don't mind it really loud. I mean, I hope they turn it up. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
It rocked. Yeah.
Exactly.
And we are at film.com. If people want more info, check out other reviews or the trailer and get a taste for what's coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, check it out. We Are X is the name of the film. We're talking with Stephen Kajak, right?
Yep.
And this band, part glam, part metal, they're really, really cool. And hopefully, do you know if they have any plans of touring North America?
Yeah, nothing's set in stone. I mean, there's a Wembley, a March, they're going to play Wembley in London. I think that's meant to kind of kick off the next wave of touring. Hopefully, then the album was supposed to be out maybe a year ago, but they keep tinkering with it. Yoshiki wrote us a new song to stick in the end credits after we had debuted at Sundance, so we had to kind of wind back and kind of rejig the end to fit this new tune in. But it's great, and that's going on the album. So, you know, he's a hard time finishing things, but 20 years in the making, people can wait another few months or a year or whatever. It's going to be great. It's really an extraordinary achievement, I think.
Yeah, and Yoshiki seems like a very talented, emotional guy, no? How was your interactions
total
with him?
Total genius. I mean, this guy is a classically trained pianist from about age 8, you know? Suffered a terrible loss when he was about 10. His father committed suicide, which is kind of like the core scar that we kind of explore, like the kind of inciting incident, if you will, that really shaped him and changed him. But he found his way forward through metal. You know, he discovered the drums and started thrashing out his angst and anxieties and tensions on the drums and formed this band X with his old friend, Toshi. Another extraordinary thing is these guys met the vocalist, Toshi, and Yoshiki, who writes all the songs, plays the drums, plays piano. They met in kindergarten. You know, it's like this lifelong friendship, the likes of which you also rarely ever see in music, like these partnerships born from early childhood to have survived all these trials and tribulations. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's unreal. I mean, I've never really seen anything like it.
Yeah, and you have to see Yoshiki play the drums. He's insane, no? Very fast, awesome musician.
Very fast. I mean, yeah, and like, you know, there's the emotional kind of spiritual tragedies, but you also have a man who's just turned 50 this year. I mean, in, you know, neck brace, arm brace. I mean, he's almost drumming himself to death. It's like he throws himself on this altar of rock every night to sacrifice himself, you know, for the band. And it sounds melodramatic, but I mean, and there is a performative aspect to it, but it is also quite true. I mean, the limits that he has taken himself physically to just keep bringing his music to his fans is something
Yeah,
it's still got a lot of strength in him. I mean, I've never seen it. That's what's so interesting is the combination of this really hard edge, and then he'll sit at the piano and it's like Schubert or Beethoven or something.
Mm-hmm.
Really extraordinary. And that's why, like, even if it's not really your kind of music, there's something in it, like the melodic construction of these tunes, even if they're thrashing away, is really intense. I mean, I got hooked on it really fast. I mean, like, the songs kind of go in deep, you know. I think it's just, it's a testament to his kind of compositional skills. It's like speed metal with a classical foundation. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, so check out the film October 1st at the Playhouse, October 5th at Rio Theater, and October 9th at International Village. Check out the webpage on the Vancouver International Film Festival. It's www.viff.org. Or you can also check out on your website. No, we are X.
We are xfilm.com.
Or just I guess just Google WeRX and everything. All the information will be there.
Well, all of it, more.
Thank you very much, Stephen, for giving us a call and also for the treat of the visual treat of your film.
Thank you. My pleasure. I hope everyone enjoys it.
Yeah, so let's put Blue Blood on. I don't know, what's your favorite X Japan song, or what's the one that you like the most?
Oh, Blue Blood's a good one.
Yeah.
I mean, Standing Sex is one of my favorites, but that's probably a little hard to find. But I'd queue up Blue Blood or Kuranai, or you can just play the theme song, X. I mean, you pick. They're all pretty awesome.
Okay, so let's listen to both songs, Standing Sex and Blue Bloods, and we'll be right back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you. Take care.
Nothing but space. step deeper into darkness, a stride closer to the unknown. And as your world begins to crumble into cries we made inside, and as the king cast you away from here in the shadows you will lay, and every dying day tied on your skin will leave you broken. And you hear me listen to the ocean, we'll fall down in beneath your eyes, we stand much higher together if we face our fears as one.
MRG Concerts West and Force Canada present Twin Peaks with guests White Reaper and Modern Vices. Twin Peaks is an American garage rock band on tour supporting the release of Down in Heaven. It's rock new and old, it's a little bit of country, it's a whole lot of punk attitude, and it's something to get excited about. Tickets available online at Ticketfly and in person at Red Cat Records. Twin Peaks this September 29th at the Biltmore. Brought to you by Discorder and CITR 101.9 FM.
All right, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it wrong. I'm about to spit in this mic like freestyle elfin, you know?
Okay, okay. Wait, hold on. Does this make sense?
No, but who cares? All right, let's go. Finally, we. You're not even gonna last. All right. Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, just back from France. Montreal? What the f***? It's the script! I couldn't even... What? Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival. Fountain's okay, just back from France. What are you even saying here? Oh, you're trying to say these are the things featured in this one. You should probably specify that. Because even a f***ing elf couldn't understand that, okay?
Think you can do better than an elf? At CITR, we want to have a variety of voices on the air. Want to write scripts? Do some voice acting? Broadcast your creativity? Volunteer with the CITR production department. No experience? We can also train you in everything required. Send an email to psas@citr.ca to learn more. And don't wait to get your voice on the air.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. We were listening there to Sail with Kings, Vancouver band. I think they're transplanted from Alberta. The song was Thrown in the Shadow from the Closer EP. We also listened to La Chinga. That's another local stoner rock band with White Witchy Black Magic from the album Freewheeling. And a couple of songs by X-Japan, Blue Blood, and Standing Sex. Because we had an interview there with Stephen Kajak. He's bringing his film, We Are X, to the Vancouver International Film Festival on October. The festival is starting this Friday. We're going to give away a number of tickets to go check out a film called As I Open My Eyes. So next show we're gonna be doing that. Or if you wanna win a couple of tickets for that film, it's a Tunisian music film, you can send us a message on the Morning After Show Facebook page. So just look for the Morning After Show there and send us a message. On the other block, before we had the interview, we listened to The Stranglers with Golden Brown. And we listened to an Indonesian dream pop band called Cabe Canis with Norwegian Wood from their album Capital. And we also listened to Heavenly with the song Cool Guitar Boy from the album Heavenly versus Satan. This show will be podcasted if you miss any of the songs there. You can always listen to the podcast at www.citr.ca. What else? Let's continue. We're going to play some Desorden Público. This is a Venezuelan band. They've been playing for 30 years, actually one of the first Latin ska bands pioneer and heavy influence in a lot of ska bands around Latin America and the world. So Desorden Público is coming to town on November 11 at the Rickshaw Theater. It's going to be performing with Los Furios, Caracas the Band and Santa Lucia on November 11 at the Rickshaw. It's going to be like a Latin ska punk funk festival there at the Rickshaw. So let's listen to a couple of the Desorden Público songs and then we'll be right back here to the Morning After Show on CITR.
Simón Bolívar, no concilias el sueño, sientes que tu alma se vacía. Qué inmenso el vértigo, se vienen todos los recuerdos de tu vida. Los que se quedan, los que se van, algún día volverán. Los que se quedan, los que se van, algún día volverán. Será semilla, una nueva casa, una familia. Echarás pa'lante como un elefante valiente, primero y constante. Cuando golpee la melancolía, con tus postales, tu música, tu comida, dirás con orgullo de dónde vienes. Saltará tu corazón cuando tú te conectes. Los que se quedan, los que se van, algún día volverán. Los que se quedan, los que se van, algún día volverán. ¿Dónde está Juan? Está en Panamá.
Valentina. ¿Dónde está Luisa? Está en Suiza. Y Cristina en Argentina. Y la gorda en Colombia. Y Ramón en Japón oyendo Oscar de León. Patricia en Canadá. Esperanza está en Francia. Antonio, Aurora y Beth están en USA. Surima en India tarareando Simón Díaz. Y Nadia en España y Sofía en Turquía. Vanessa en México. Fernando está en Chile. La Gocha en Escocia. Nicanor en Ecuador. Estrella en Italia. Friendo empanada. Carlito en Alemania. Natalista en Brasil. Ana en Dominicana. Recordando Choroni. El Cuman es en Arabia. La Maracucha está en Rusia. Manuela en Australia. Pero quisiera estar en Caracas. Algún día volverán. Algún día volverán. Algún día volverán. Algún día volverán. Algún día volverán.
Bienvenido a los grupos de rock famosos de los años 90, de Desorden Público, que cantó sus canciones de los años 90, bien crítica contra la corrupción.
Pasa nada, revista tus bolsillos, te sobra la plata, ve a cualquier lugar, todo funciona.
Una maravilla, muy bien, todo está alegría, felicidad, todo está muy normal. Amigos, cálmense de una vez por todas, todo está tan tranquilo. Deje la paranoia, amigos, cálmense de una vez por todas, todo está tan tranquilo.
Policía, vaya a descansar las finanzas, bullantes están esparcimiento, sonrisas.
Una maravilla, muy bien, todo está alegría, felicidad, todo está muy normal.
Van a seguir robando, al menos cámbienos los ladrones. Si nos van a seguir robando, al menos cámbienos los ladrones.
Si nos van a seguir robando, al menos cámbienos los ladrones. Si nos van a seguir robando, al menos cámbienos los ladrones.
Sigan así, batallando con toda su música contra la corrupción y todo lo mal hecho. Quien lo haga mal, váyansele encima con su música y con su rock pesado. Bueno, bienvenido a los grupos de rock famosos de los años 90, Desorden Público, que cantó sus canciones de los años 90, bien crítica.
Una revolución.
En una lata somos sardinas, mirando contra la pared. Si la pared es nuestra meta, empiezo a tener sed. Hace de liberarme, quitarme de encima la salsa de tomate, cambiar de asiento y ver el horizonte. Abriremos sin tu abrelatas, queremos ser libres y nada más. Salir de la lata oxidada sin más rancias palabras. Nos ha roto la brújula y aún así seguiremos luchando por lo que fue nuestro valle.
Quedó.
Sardina es una familia preparada para ir unida. A tu grill, al pilpilo, como quieras tú. Pero cuidado que menos no seas tú. Bailamos con fu mucho mejor que tú. Hacemos vudú con sangre de Zulu. Tenemos el kamehameha de San Goku. Pero eso ni nos hace falta, porque a ti y a tu crew le pega la colleja. La sardina abuela con su aleta más vieja. Te lo digo yo, te lo digo yo, representando el Mediterráneo. Somos sardinas. Quedó. Guayo, guayo,
across the floor. Why can't I get my left feet out the door? Would I even feel the breeze on my face? Take a look around such a colorless place. I carry this deadness inside. Well, that's all right, yeah, don't try to hide. The bigger I pull, the smaller I fell. The more I change, the more I blame myself. Let me know. Let me go.
Of money, the land of milk and honey.
So this was a morning after show. My name is Osvaldo Perez. We're listening there to Los Furious with How the Mighty Have Fallen. They're going to be playing at the Haney on October 8th with Space Chimp. We were listening in there to Space Chimp as well with Stupid Dog. They're going to be performing on October 8th in Maple Ridge. We also listened to Ya Chango from Spain with Sardinas and a couple of songs by the Southern Público. Todo Está Muy Normal y Los Que Se Quedan. They're going to be playing at the Rickshaw Theater on November 11th with this band, Caracas the Band. We'll see you next week. Tune in because today is the last show of Shine On. So she is here with all her party. So keep tuning. CITR.ca.
When you're up and you look around, tell me what's on your mind, what you're thinking. Is it us or they buried us? Is it yes of the life you've been making? Let's go! And you look around, what's on your mind, what you're thinking?